and welcome to a Brissy bonus Belfast podcast. This one is dedicated to the memory of all those bars that are no longer with us. I am Ryan the Kid. Now this week, Rex is in Dublin, hanging out with my boys Zen and Lowry. But we've got a very special guest this week. It's Rex's uncle, Rufus Pancake Patterson. Hello, Mr. Patterson.
Hello, Mr. Kid.
How are you?
I'm quite well, quite well, quite well.
It's an honour to have you with us this week. I know you share your nephew's passion for bars, booze, and babes. That's that one sorted. So this week, we're going to take a look at some of the bars that have closed, that we've been in before they closed.
Mm.
So we'll just take a look back, a quick look back over them this week whilst we're waiting on Rex to return. So first up, we're going to talk about Auntie Annie's.
Auntie Annie's was placed in administration back in June 2010, and then it was closed the end of April 2013. The chain that owned it went into the administration and was then sold in 2011 to the Belfast-based Shine Productions, who does run Limelight and used to run Stiff Kitten as well. They didn't buy the actual pub, Auntie Annie's, but they still ran promotions at it, so that's why administrators decided to close it after they didn't get any offers. I've got some reviews from people
all right,
that went to Auntie Annie's back in the day. From Declan F. from Ards. Auntie Annie's is one of the first places I ever had a sneaky little underage drink in. Yes, that's right, people. I am a total rebel. It was always an intriguing place as you walked past it so often when milling around town. So as a bunch of youths equipped with our siblings and close friends' real ID cards, to here we did head. It's very poetic. Unlike other places where we drank as youngsters, which was mainly streets, this is somewhere I would still go. For me, the best thing about the place is the fact that it is really good for local live music. They always have bands playing every night of the week, and will usually have club nights when music is not played live. There is always live sport on in here, and the atmosphere downstairs is usually good and bubbly, which is good as no one likes to head out to somewhere that resembles a library. The drinks are everything you would expect, and they do a limited range of food, but that is not why people come here. It is for music and to drink on the street on the rare few nice days in Belfast.
Ah.
Annie's did have a few outside tables, nothing as fancy or as elaborate as the bar with no name has now, which now includes the front of Pizza Hut, which they also bought just to paint the front of it, I guess.
That garish yellow colour. I like that review. It's well written. Tells you everything you need to know about how good Auntie Annie's was. And I guess it still holds true for the bar with no name up to a point. Maybe less live music.
The worst review I could find on Auntie Annie's, it was still 2 stars, which is quite good.
Out of 5, though.
Yeah. But it's not one.
It's not one.
So Auntie Annie's is a local pub and rock band venue situated on the Dublin Road. There is no street parking, which is probably a good idea, as this pub sells a nice variety of beers and spirits. Each night the venue plays host to local bands in the upstairs music hall, while on Wednesday you can see a local husband and wife musical act entertain the clients from 10 p.m. onwards. Okay. This would not really be my bar of choice anymore, but I can see why it attracts students and rockers. The place is very shoddy and dark. There is graffiti on the walls, and every available wooden surface has someone's name scratched into it. I think if I were to dance half-tubed on the seats with my top around my head, no one would care or even bat an eyelid. The ladies' toilet needs some work, as they are grubby. In fact, the entire bar has a faint sticky feeling to it. I recently called in at lunchtime to grab a bite, and it was very basic affair on offer. Chips, burgers, wraps or wedges, and nothing much else. Plus the bar was totally empty, except for a drunk man and the bar staff who were arguing over which pubs in Belfast take Euros. My chicken wrap was just that, a bit of chicken inside a wrap. Nice, but far too basic for over £3. Yes, for music, but not much else.
Don't go there for food.
All right, Accent, welcome back. Next up, we're going to tell you a bit about The Fly. The Fly has had many different owners.
Do you think that has contributed to its decline in popularity recently?
I think that would all depend on the owner, actually, where they're going to take it. The thing with it is that they may have had different owners, but they have not really taken it anywhere. Yeah. They sort of continued the same thing that failed last time and just do that again in the hopes that it'll be better this time. And I think if you are taking over a pub, just keep what works and then try new things. But they're not really doing that. It used to have a jukebox upstairs. That was one of the things that I've jotted down.
Well, it used to have a jukebox. Now that's been replaced with the staff just playing rubbish, unfortunately. I find a jukebox in a bar always adds character.
And it's quite nice. And it allows you to torture other guests with just put down "it's not unusual" 5 times in a row. People will hate you. We've been to their Halloween party, haven't we?
Yeah, this Halloween. We went as the Wyatt family.
We did.
You with your green bather suit and sheep mask.
Yeah.
Do you still have the sheep mask?
I must have it somewhere. I'll have a look. Yes.
There it is.
There it is.
Get a look at that, Gary. Would that scare you? Would that haunt your nightmares?
Yeah.
It was good. Can't see a damn thing out of it, though.
No. So, which is why I had it...
Depth perception or not?
On top of my head.
And what about your green sleeveless bather suit? Have you still got that tucked away for a special occasion?
Yeah. Alrighty then. Right now we're going to talk about a bar that was also more of a restaurant, but it had that bar element to it as well. Rufus, it was Bourbon at Queen's.
Yeah.
Now, me and your good self, we had an evening at Bourbon at Queen's checking out the local talent. What did you think of it?
I thought it was quite nice. We've just been just up at the bar, didn't we?
Yeah, we just sat at the bar, saw what was going on around us, had a few whiskey sours, had a pint as well. Got talking to the barman.
He was quite nice.
He was indeed, yeah. Here we go. Here's a few reviews of Bourbon at Queen's when it was open. And I must say, on TripAdvisor, it has some great reviews. The majority of them are excellent, or were excellent, I might say. I'll just read you out a cross-section of that. The restaurant accommodated 15 of us easily. Food was nice, simple but tasty. Good choice of food, but not too much. Good portions. Couldn't tell you what the ambience was like, as there were so many of us in our group for it to affect us. Staff were nice and gave us complimentary shots after dinner.
That's very nice. That would be something that would happen in Spain more than here. I remember being on holiday in Spain, and after our meals there, they gave us some complimentary shots. Never had that anywhere else.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Complimentary anything is always good.
Yeah.
Always good. They did accrue a few negative, terrible one-star reviews, but they all seem to be about the same thing. So I'll read a cross-section of these out to you, Rufus. So, cannot believe it. 6 weeks to our wedding, and they close without telling us. 1 star. So this was back July last year when they closed.
Mm-hmm.
My fiancé and I have booked Bourbon at Queen's to be our wedding reception in 6 weeks' time. After paying a deposit and securing the date, a family member has recently made us aware of its closing down. We haven't been contacted by anyone at the restaurant, and now have to reorganise a huge part of the day at such short notice. My soon-to-be wife is so disappointed, and I'm speechless. I visited the restaurant recently to see a pile of letters and what looks like a quick departure from the occupiers. I do not care about money because some people are out of a job, but I am so disappointed that customer service could stoop so low. Now we have to find a new venue after a lot of purchases have already been made. What do you think of that, Mr. Patterson?
That sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. Here's some more.
Oh dear.
Post-graduation shame. 1 star. Having advanced booking, for a graduation dinner for a family of six on July the 8th. Total astonishment to arrive to a lockout with no warning. What a way to maltreat regular customers by allegedly experienced restaurateurs. July last year.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's keep him coming.
Pathetic customer care. 1 star. July 2014. This would have been our second visit to Bourbon, and having reserved a table for 6 people at 7:30 on a Saturday evening, it was to our dismay when we pulled up outside in our taxi that the place was evidently closed. No voicemail, recorded message, or any thought to the customers who had travelled to get there. Thanks for nothing. What do you think about that?
Clearly not in the loop. Are all the terrible 1-star reviews are all from July?
No, this one's from the 30th of June.
Oh.
Closed! Tried to go to dinner yesterday. Looked like the place had been abandoned for a few weeks. Disappointing. No sign or explanation given. 29th of June. Not sure what this place is like. Have not had a chance to find out. Booked this restaurant well in advance for my daughter's graduation celebration for Saturday, 5th of July. I have just had a message left on my voicemail to say they are closed for business and will not be able to fulfill the booking. Really disappointed, as I wanted somewhere with good reviews close to the university. I don't know why they have closed, but on the upside, at least someone contacted me and hopefully we can still get another suitable venue. Mr. Patterson, your thoughts?
Nope, nothing.
Nothing at all. I tried my darndest to research why it has been closed. I am none the wiser. It is up for sale currently.
Mm-hmm.
And it had absolutely amazing reviews. It had 172 excellent, 40 very good, 17 average, and most of the poor and terrible reviews are just that it closed and didn't tell anyone.
Hmm. Oh well.
All right, Rufus. Have you ever been to Tilt in its former guise?
Yes, I have.
Tell us about it.
It was quite nice. It was quite a walk.
Yes, it is a bit out of the way.
It is a bit out of the way. And it had a couple of pool tables.
Yeah.
Had a couple of video games, arcade machines.
Mm-hmm.
And it had some board games behind the bar.
It referred to itself as a barcade.
Did it now?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, then it deserved to close.
Well, why did it close? I'll tell you why. So time will be called on one of Belfast's newest bars this weekend after a disastrous 6 months trading period. This was December 2013. So Chalco's Cantina at Tilt on the busy Ormo Road will serve last orders to its clientele today after racking up losses of £33,000 in under 6 months. Pub owner Gerardo Jimenez, a restaurateur, said it was no longer viable to run the pub in the current economic climate. In an interview with the Belfast Telegraph yesterday, Mr. Jimenez said he was disappointed his venture hadn't worked out. At the weekends, the bar is really busy, but during the week, it's dead, and I've had to say enough is enough. It's costing £14,550 a month on rates, rent, gas, electricity and wages just to keep the bar afloat. And I can't continue to fork out that amount of money. Mr. Jimenez, a Mexico City native who has been living in Northern Ireland for a decade, said it was the final straw when he received a bill demanding $4,300 for next year's music license. Mr. Jimenez, who owns Chalco's Mexican Grill on Belfast Lisburn Road, said the continental market had also hit trading as consumers had been lured away.
Oh, he owns Chalco's.
Yeah, he does indeed. It used to be Chalco's at Tilt. If you had got food there, that's what you would have got.
Okay. I quite like the food at Chalco's.
It does get a good rep. Mm-hmm. It is a very successful restaurant.
Yeah.
Place.
Yeah.
Yeah. This place has turned into one of your favourite spots, Mr. Patterson, much to the chagrin of your nephew Rex, as he hates it. It's Irene and Nan's, now Shiro. So how did that happen? Let me tell you. 100 jobs are to be created in a 1 million investment to transform two bars and a nightclub in an historic building in Belfast city centre. Those behind the new night spots are calling the project one of the most significant investments in the city centre entertainment industry in recent years. An Asian-inspired bar, Shiro, will regenerate the former Irene and Nan's pub at Brunswick Street and will open next month, complete with secluded roof terrace. And then two other new venues, a new nightclub and a bar within the building currently housing the recently closed Bar Baca, are expected to open by September. So, why do you like Shiro so much?
I like Shiro so much because I'm a bit of a tosser. And
yeah,
I think that forking out 27 quid for a champagne cocktail will impress my dates. I also like the decor of all the Johnny Walker Black Label bottles because they're so much better than Johnny Walker Red Label bottles. So that proves that Shiro's is committed to spending just that little bit extra to be a bit more posh. I also like what they do to the classic Cuba Libre. Now, a Cuba Libre, or just a rum and coke, as it is called anywhere else, is an awful drink that needs a bit of spicing up, preferably by Shiro's special blend of whatever it is. Okay, I'm done.
Let's head over to Yelp and see what they said about Irene and Nan's. And why not start with friend of the podcast and your ex-girlfriend, Mr. Patterson. It's Judith C. And she gives Irene and Nan's 2 stars. I'm not terribly fussed on Irene and Nan's. Every time I go, it seems to be rammed with people, all of whom are a little bit too old for me. I suppose there's nothing too wrong with it, though, and by all accounts, the food is lovely, so I might venture in for lunch one day, but for me, it's just a bit forgettable, and I hate a forgettable bar.
I hate a forgettable ex-girlfriend.
I can't say that, Rufus. It's a 5-star review!
What?
It's Quipe User who's given this a 5-star review. This is my favourite bar for Friday drinks after work. The 2-for-1 offers make it even more appealing. Decor is nice, nothing out of the ordinary, and it could even be described as a little dark. Which may be a good thing considering the look of some of my workmates. But the staff are lovely, food amazing, and the range of drinks is very wide. The only negative thing I can think to say is the lack of tables. No one's fault, as it's a popular bar, but I hate having to stand.
Okay. Well, I've never been, so...
But here's a really, really bad one. 1 star. Dreadful. 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 The kind of place that leaves me struggling to understand my fellow man. I admit, it has been a while since I was there, but on every occasion I was, this place was every way ridiculous. The staff were offensively slow to serve, and the atmosphere was rubbish. I went once and would never have returned, but for a couple of work nights when my protests went unheeded. Within half an hour we had moved on. It was too small to dance and too noisy to talk, which meant that dozens of people were standing in near darkness, staring over each other's shoulders in silence. I couldn't believe people queued for this place, and can only assume that some people haven't been to decent bars where the decor is smart, the music is cool, and the staff are charming.
That's a pretty damning review.
Yeah.
And started off quite philosophical.
It did indeed. All right. So in this final segment of our Brucey bonus podcast, we're going to talk about our favorite bar that is no longer with us, Mr. Patterson. And that, of course, is the Stiff Kitten.
Oh, man. Stiff Kitten.
What happened to Stiff Kitten, I hear you say? Well, let me tell you. Belfast nightclub Stiff Kitten has shut its doors, the owners have announced. The venue, which was run by Shine Productions, has been based at Bank Square beside the Movie House Cinema in the city centre since 2005. But the firm said it was unable to reach agreement with the building's landlord about the venue's future. It told customers on its Facebook page on Wednesday, "It is with heavy hearts that we have decided to close the doors of the Stiff Kitten for the last time today and move on." It added, "The Stiff Kitten site has always been a problematic location to do business in, and this has only become more of a challenge in recent years with a general shift towards the Cathedral Quarter. This, coupled with the many other projects our associated business have to focus on, has meant that we cannot give the Stiff Kitten the attention and considerable investment it requires to thrive again. It was very much a club of its time, and that time has now passed." The bar hosted a string of successful bands and DJs from Mark Ronson and Calvin Harris to Two Door Cinema Club and Chasing Status. And in April, it held the launch party for Belsonic 2014. Shine Productions said it had some exciting new projects in the pipeline, but thanked everyone who had worked and performed at the venue. "We have so many happy memories associated with this place and the wonderful nights we've put on there over the last decade," it added. "We hope these good times will live on in people's hearts, but it is time for us to move on to other things."
Oh, well.
So what did you think of the Stiff Kitten, Pancake Patterson?
I really like the Stiff Kitten. It was a nice place to sit, just sit down, have a drink, before or after the movies.
We did go after a staff trip to the films.
Yep.
And we all had a few cocktails.
What movie did you see that?
We saw Kick-Ass and you saw...
World's End.
World's End.
Yeah. Because I had already seen Kick-Ass.
Yes. Shall we read some reviews?
Let's read some reviews. I'll read some reviews.
Would you like to read this one by your ex-girlfriend, Judith C?
Yeah. Give me that.
It's 4 stars.
It's 4 stars. She liked it too. So...
That's where you met her, wasn't it, Rufus?
No. I met her... I never met her. Okay, hooray for the Stiff Kitten. "I generally have a pretty fantastic time in here, whether it's for a random boogie or to see a band. Yeah, I know, I'm getting a little old for it, but you're only as old as the boy you feel, right?"
That's pretty old in your case, Mr. Patterson.
Oh, wow. "I like the food, I like the bar, and I like the club. The crowd can differ depending on what's on that night, but generally, they're an alright bunch. Friday nights are my particular favourite, as the music in the club is right up my street. Plus, after 11 p.m, all drinks are £2. So it's either a very cheap night, or a very messy one. I think we missed some golden opportunities there."
I think so.
Yeah. Oh well. Quite user from Larn. "I'm not a huge fan of Stiff Kitten. I think because you can't brand it into a category of what type of place it is. Its music could be excellent for several songs, and then the DJ could blast out some eccentric rubbish which I have never heard before in my life. That's when it's uncomfortable to dance and you start to not enjoy yourself. This happens often where songs are played that don't suit the mood of the place, which is why I think I dislike the place. The crowd it attracts is also very much mixed, attracting girls in prom dresses as well as punk rockers. The Dyson hand dryers in the toilets, though, fantastic. I could spend my whole night in there. The Stiffkin often offers drink promotions, but sometimes this is only offered at the first bottom bar, which is confusing and means everyone is trying to get served from one bar, which is nonsense.
So the extra star there was for the Dyson hand dryers, I take it?
I guess so. This lady obviously likes hand dryers a lot. Are things there very important?
Maybe.
I don't know. Wait, Connor K has another one.
Oh, read it out.
I'll read it. I'll read Connor K from Amsterdam, the Netherlands. Connor K has been in the Stiffkin. He must have been an expert here too. He does more reviews than Judith. I'll make him an honorary friend of the podcast. Stiffkitten is always a bit of a mixed bag for me. One time I'll go and have the time of my life. The next I'll be gouging my eyes out with ice cubes in my drink and wondering why I ever go there. Its busiest night is probably Thursday. There are a lot of drink offers and it can be a very cheap night, but the queue for the bar is so shockingly long you'll only spend a few pounds because you'll only manage to get there once. For live music, on the other hand, it's a fantastic venue. Its low ceilings make it very intimate. I once went to see Frank Turner here, and it was probably the most memorable gig I've ever been to. Possibly because the bar was so packed, I was unable to get drunk.
Well, that wraps up this very special edition of the Belfast Pubcast. Rex Quando, you'll be happy to know, we'll return next week. But it's been great having you, Rufus Pancake Patterson.
Well, thanks for having me.
So until the next time, thank you, much love, and good night! We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, you didn't totally slip up there.
Not in the edit.
Okay.